My name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is Tamara Crenshaw. Thank you for giving me a call.
You're welcome. How may I assist you?
Hi, I need to file for unemployment as of June 19th, 2024.
As of June 19th, 2024?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fired or you're laid off?
So I've been laid off. So I went on FMLA leave December of 2023, and when I returned from FMLA leave, the environment had became hostile.
Mm-hmm.
I work in HR for a recycling company here in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and so like I said, when I returned from leave, the environment was hostile. And they had began laying off employees.
Okay. May I have your Social Security number?
Yes, it's 419-376943.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Crenshaw, C-R-E-N-S-H-A-W.
Your date of birth?
January 6, 1991.
Your mother's maiden's name?
Thompson.
And your driver's license number?
Yes, it's 787-2794.
Give me just a moment. Okay. And what was your last employer?
Constellium Rolled Products, LLC.
And what was the one before that?
Randstad, R-A-N-D-S-T-A-D.
Okay. And would your residential address still be 818 Dixie Avenue in Florence, Alabama?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 15 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Fine.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do not.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
That is correct.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
All right.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
It has not.
Have you worked under a different name or a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number?
Yes, it's 256-335-5990.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
May I have your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor of Science.
You said bachelor's in science?
Bachelor of Science, BS degree.
Oh, okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And with the address 818 Dixie Avenue, Florence, Alabama, would that also be your mailing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And when you're working, what is your occupation?
Human resources recruiter.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that occupation?
Am I still working?
No, are you looking for work in that occupation?
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you work through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, I'm not.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in except full-time work?
I am. Sorry about that. I'd like to clarify. You gave me two options. Like, was I fired or was I laid off?
Mm-hmm.
My employer was going through layoffs when I returned from FMLA, and it became hostile because they were trying to find ways to get me fired or ask me to resign.
Mm-hmm.
So the day that I did resign, the next day they went, but they could not fire me because I had just returned. My job was protected. So they had started doing layoffs, but for the sake of my mental health, on June 19th, I had to resign because of the hostile situation and the harassment that I was experiencing. So that's why I'm saying it was a layoff. I was not fired. I had to resign because layoffs were going on. But my job was protected, so because I had recently returned from FMLA leave. I just want to give clarity there because I am not trying to, you know, report mm-hmm. false information.
Okay.
But I would like to move forward with it being laid off.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I have.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$30 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No, I do not.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, I do not.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
I am not.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, I have not.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit, and I have that information, those routing and account numbers available as well.
And what's the name of your bank?
Regions.
Okay. Would you be using your checking or savings account?
Checking.
May I have their routing number?
Okay, it's 062-000019.
Okay, and the account number?
0318352 27.
Okay.
So I just wanted to repeat that last one again. It's 0318352227.
Okay. And what's the name of the employer?
They were Constellium, Constellium.
Are you receiving direct deposit from them?
I am.
And what is
well,
the
I
name?
was.
What does the name say when you receive direct deposit? Because that name isn't listed under your wage history.
Okay, let me sign in really quickly. It will be Constellium, MUS. MUSC.
Okay, and what's another job that you worked at?
I worked at Randstad in Memphis, Tennessee. That was from March 2020 to April 2022. And that's recruiting as well.
And what's another one?
I work at Uber. I drive Uber.
I don't see it either.
Yeah, my last deposit from Constellium was on, let's see here, 6/20/2024.
Okay, so I'm going to have to send this information over. Give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said the name of the employer is?
Constellium Muscle Shells.
Could you spell it for me?
Yes.
I don't need, not the direct deposit name, the actual name of the company.
Of the company, yes. Constellium, Constellium, Rolled Products, ROLLED. Products, PROD.
Okay, I got products.
Okay, and then it's LLC.
Okay, and then now I need the direct deposit name.
Okay, it's regions. You're saying what shows up when I get that direct deposit?
Mm-hmm.
It is Constellium, and then MUSC.
Okay.
And then it has. Also, too, when it says description, direct deposit, Crenshaw, comma, Tamara.
Okay. And just to make sure I spell the I'm not even sure how to pronounce
Constellium.
It.
Constellium? Yeah.
Okay. Constellium?
So it's Constellium.
Oh, okay. I didn't get the E.
Okay.
Okay. And, what's next? May I have your employment start and end date for that job?
Yes, it was July 11th, 2022. And end date was June 19th, 2024.
And may I also have the address?
Yes. It is 4805. E, period, 2nd Street, so that's East 2nd Street,
mm-hmm.
Muscle Shoals, Alabama, 35661. Again, that's 4805 East 2nd Street, Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to get this information sent over for you. I'm going to put you on a brief hold for just a moment while we try to locate your employer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I got it, ma'am. May I have that employee phone number?
Yes, it is 256-386-6000.
And it's in Muscle Shoals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and you say you wanted to go with laid off, or?
I do.
Okay.
Because I was not terminated.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I am not.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yes, correct.
Okay. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Correct.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Correct.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Climate Benefit Handbook.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Right, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for a C-scan. You have any questions about anything I just read?
I do not. Well, one more. I apologize. That Alabama Works email. Could you give me that one more time?
Okay. It's www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. That confirmation number is 489.
Mm-hmm.
845-905.
Okay. 905. I have
489-845-905. Mm-hmm. And your PIN number is 1913.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That is all.
Okay.
Should I be able to log into the portal as well, like the claim portal?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I had tried to do that before I called, and it was telling me the information was incorrect. Okay.
So for your mother's maiden name, you have a first and a last name. So I had to send something over to get it fixed. So you should be able to try with just Thompson in maybe 24 hours.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.